Hey guys, welcome back to The Pratt. I hope you guys had an amazing day so far. And it's just me here on the podcast today. Because I kind of wanted this episode to be about what's going on at SKHS today. And I thought it would be interesting because it will be kind of like a reset since the winter sports just ended. Spring ones are coming up. Things are slowing down a little bit, but also just like changing in general. So I thought it would be kind of fun to just make a little episode about, you know, what's going on at SKHS. So I want to start with a few like shout outs to the pages that I got some of this information from, just from scrolling on Instagram and stuff. And that's what made me want to do this, obviously. I just wanted to, give a couple shout outs, obviously, to just to mine the ones that I run, which is SKHS Decisions 2024 and SKHS Class of 2024. Class of 2024, we haven't been posting on recently, which is kind of annoying, and I promise I'll get back to that with Noah, but we just need to get some more events. We had dodgeball recently, which I'll talk about later. But yeah, we should definitely get back on that. But been editing the account, making it look better and making it like more like fun and interactive for everybody to just go and like have a place of information and also cool like sports and stuff. Yeah, definitely follow the Rowdy Rebels as well, because that is definitely a fun page that I get a lot of my information from and things that I know are going to be happening soon, especially with spring sports coming up. Definitely going to hit up some games to take pictures or make Noah go for me. So, yeah, that page, and then decisions page, I got a ton of information about where everyone's going to school. I run that with London Schroeder, and Noah kind of does some stuff, I'm pretty sure. And I'm just so proud of everyone that's already committed to a school and has a plan. Like, it's amazing. Sorry if you hear noises, by the way. I'm, like, kind of outside, so sorry about the noises. But, yeah, it's really amazing where everyone's going and what everyone's doing next year. I think it's really impressive. And, you know, I'll give some, like, shout-outs. Like, some people are going to Division 1, 2, and 3 school. I mean, sports going into that, and that's pretty awesome. And then there's, you know, I mean, some schools that I can just think of off the top of my head, like Northeastern, American, Coastal Carolina, UConn, Plymouth State, RIC, CCRI, just, I don't even know, like, I can think of a ton, like, off the top of my head, like, of these amazing places that people are going. So, yeah, really proud of you guys, doing amazing. And everyone's going for such cool majors. Like, honestly, like, I wish I had that inspiration in my life. Like, I'm so thankful that you guys probably, not thankful, but, like, it's inspiring that you guys all know, like, where you're headed in life or trying to head in life. You know, you never really know what's going to take you. But, yeah, so that's kind of what's going on today. A little bit of decision making, a little bit of college stuff. And hopefully it makes people and underclassmen feel less scared, because people know what they're doing, sort of. And even if you don't know what you're doing, totally fine. Don't mean to make it sound like that. I'm just super inspired by everyone who does. So that's awesome. I'd also like to give a shout out to the Class of 2026 and Instagram page and the SKHS like sports team's Instagram, including track and field and stuff like that, which is starting up today, for giving me some information about when their sports ended and started and all that stuff. So that's awesome. So Class of 2026, I was gonna say, just to like get started on all the stuff that we have going on right now, Class of 2026 just had some people, I don't know if other classes did as well, but I know I've saw them posting about this, had people go to the science fair, do the science fair thing. And a lot of people got first place grants, or a few people, I don't want to say a lot, a few people got first place grants, and that's awesome. I think that's amazing and very inspirational. And yeah, all the sports teams, I know SKHS field hockey starting today. Field hockey, why I keep saying field hockey, track and field, track is starting today. I've been seeing some people practicing lacrosse outside, so that's really awesome. And yeah, so a lot of sports coming up. That's gonna be so fun, and I encourage everybody to try a new sport even if it makes them a little uncomfortable. Obviously, I'm doing track, you guys know, and that's really scary for me, but doing it anyways, guys, do it anyways. That's your senior year, most likely, and even if it's not, do it. I want to give a special thanks to everyone who participated in escapades, all the juniors who did escapades, the light people, or the lights and sound people, because I don't know if they were just juniors or not, because I know that we have very few light and sound people, and they always help out for events and stuff, so thank you so much to them. And yeah, so a special thank you to Kutcher, Lobdell, and Galoob. I'm pretty sure those are the only adults that helped out with escapades. If I'm missing somebody, I'm sorry, but I did see all of them there. And especially Ms. Galoob, because she just tore her ACL and got ACL surgery. So special shout out to her for still being there, kicking it with us, and super, super proud of the juniors and that how much they pulled it off. It was amazing. I went to go see it. It was great. So proud of them. Couldn't have done it better myself, because I kind of did, but, you know, no shade. Everybody did amazing, actually, though. Like, it was really awesome. All right, what's next on my list here? I know that I just mentioned sports, but I know that the boys hockey team just ended their season like 4 days ago. They had like their last practice or something, and I think that kind of really showed me that, you know, winter is winding down, summer is coming, spring is almost here, which is awesome. So that's another thing that's kind of coming up. And also another thing that's coming up is lip sync. I believe our class is planning to hold it sometime this spring. I'm not going to give away the date yet because it's not quite confirmed, but really excited for that. It's going to be an awesome event. If you guys don't know what lip sync is, it's basically, if you guys have ever heard lip sync battles, or heard of lip sync battles, it's basically that you get to do two songs. I think they're going to be teams of like 1 to 3 people, and it's just really fun to do like with a duet or a trio. You guys pick songs and you go up and like perform them, but you just like lip sync them and you come up with choreography. If you didn't know, you probably knew that, obviously. And there's judges and you get to like perform. And then there's like mystery songs that you have to just like go off like the top of your hat and just try your best. But don't be too intimidated by that. It's really fun. It's really low key, a really good time. I remember I think it was my sophomore year, some people I knew did it and won. I think Brie won that year and her group, and it was so good. Honestly, like, it's so fun. Like, you have to participate. It's kind of like escapades thing where you just, like, you have to do it. You're gonna regret not doing it. It's super duper fun. Everyone comes, it's great. And the only thing, the downfall that we've been having is that we didn't do it during COVID in like my freshman year, and then we did it sophomore year and we didn't get as much revenue as we hoped, and then we started it late junior year, so it ended up getting canceled. So you know, we've only done it once the 4 years I've been here, so hopefully we can, you know, get that back, revive it. It's gonna be awesome. You know, start making a group now, start, you know, gathering your songs now. What else is going on at SKHS here today? I really encourage you guys to do events and do sports and do music, or I know escape tryouts are happening and stuff like that. And, which I probably should talk about that, but I feel like I don't know enough about it, and I should definitely do an episode with something with music or arts, because I would love to hear about, I know that you guys would love to hear about our art program here we have at SKHS. But also we have we have an art show coming up at Hera Gallery early April, and you guys should come because it's gonna be awesome. It's all the AP and art for kids stuff. being hung up. If you guys know where her art gallery is, it's, like, on Main Street, kind of. Kind of on Main Street, I would say. And, yeah, so it's gonna be awesome. Anyways, what else is going on here at SKHS? I feel like there's so much going on for me personally, but really, there's, like, not a lot going on, and maybe I was just thinking it in my head, but no, there actually is. I'm just kidding, there actually is. Yeah, so I would say I just really want to encourage you guys to do, arts and sports and, all that fun stuff. So thank you guys so much for being here today. I know this was a shorter episode, but I have some really good plans for next week. And I'm super, super inspired by everybody at our school, and I'm really excited for next week's episode. They were actually going to come today, but, you know, whatever happens, happens. Yeah, thank you guys so much for coming and being here and listening with me today. I know that sometimes, you know, things get caught up, things get busy, but, you know, I'm thankful for all of you guys. So, and you guys all know that this is my senior project, so, you know, it's extra important to me that, I wouldn't say more important, but it's extra important that you guys are, here listening with me here today. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.